This is Lucidism Unfiltered, the podcast where we cut through the noise and reclaim your mental freedom. No rules, no limits, just raw, unapologetic truth about life, wealth, love, and living without boundaries. Are you ready to challenge everything you thought you knew? Then you're in the right place. Hit subscribe now so you don't miss out on the conversations that are rewriting the future. And hey, if you're feeling it, leave a review and let us know how you're living free.
Ever feel like the universe just throws you a curveball right when you think you've got things figured out? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a philosophy that says maybe, just maybe, that's the whole point.
Interesting.
It's called lucidism, and it looks at existence as this wild, exhilarating ride with no fixed destination.
Okay.
And to help us navigate, we'll be using this excerpt from The Truth Is, The Ultimate Truth Does Not Exist.
Sounds like our kind of map, or should I say, anti-map.
More like a compass, right?
Yeah.
Encouraging you to find your own way. And this source, it doesn't sugarcoat things. Right off the bat, it says there might not even be one ultimate truth.
I see.
I don't know about you, but that makes me want to buckle up and see where this goes.
It's a pretty bold statement to make. So many philosophies and belief systems act like they have all the answers. This challenges that straight out of the gate.
It really does. It's almost like it's saying, hey, what if we just embrace the mystery instead of pretending we have it all figured out?
Right.
Which, honestly, it's kind of refreshing, you know, especially in this day and age where we're bombarded with information.
I know what you mean.
But then it gets even more interesting because the source asks us to imagine the universe as this huge conscious entity.
Okay.
Like it's on this quest of self-discovery. How cool is that?
It's a very powerful image, for sure. And it pushes back against this passive view we often have of the universe. What if it's not just some empty backdrop, but an active participant in how it unfolds?
So the universe is on this grand adventure of self-discovery. But how does the universe even discover itself? The source talks about contrast, and that's when things really click for me.
Yeah, the idea of contrast is fascinating because it's something we experience constantly in our own lives.
Exactly.
You can't fully appreciate joy without knowing sadness or experience love without understanding loss.
That's true.
And the source suggests that maybe the universe operates in a similar way.
So it's like it's always creating these opposing forces, these light and dark moments.
Right.
And it's not to make things difficult for us. It's to learn and understand its own nature. This constant push and pull, a dance between opposites that drives everything forward.
Exactly. And that leads us to another mind-bending concept, the Big Bang. Because lucidism doesn't see the Big Bang as just a single event in the distant past. It sees it as the starting pistol that sets the universe off on its never-ending quest for expansion and experience.
So instead of a quiet, orderly beginning, it's more like the universe yelled, go.
Exactly.
And it hasn't stopped expanding since, and we're all on this wild, unpredictable ride.
That's right.
But where do we fit into all of this? I mean, if the universe is busy figuring itself out, what are we doing here?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It really is.
And this source, it doesn't shy away from that at all. It says that we're not just passive passengers on this cosmic joyride, you know?
Okay.
It suggests that we are the universe experiencing itself as human beings.
Wow. That's a lot to process. We are the universe.
I know, right? It's like every thought you have, every emotion you feel, every decision you make, it's all part of this massive cosmic experiment in self-awareness.
Okay, that's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. It's almost too big to wrap your head around, but there's something kind of exciting about it too.
Oh, it's definitely empowering in a way, because if we're all part of this incredible evolving entity, then we each have a role to play.
So we're not just here to observe, we're here to participate. Mm. What's our part in all of this? How should we be living our lives according to lucidism?
Well, it really stresses the importance of growth.
Okay.
Exploration, pushing our boundaries, because it argues that all of that aligns with the universe's own need or desire for expansion.
So it's not just like physical growth, it's mental, emotional,
right,
spiritual, all of it.
Exactly. Every time you step outside your comfort zone, you try something new, challenge an old belief.
Yeah. You're contributing to the universe's own journey.
So those growing pains that we feel, they're not just personal, they're cosmic too.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
I think about it that way.
And on the flip side, the source talks about how resisting that urge to expand can actually lead to stagnation, suffering even.
Oh, interesting.
It's like trying to swim upstream against a really strong current.
So clinging to those old patterns, old beliefs, old limitations, it's like we're saying to the universe, like, nope, I'm good.
I'm sitting this one out.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, and that creates a disconnect, is what the source suggests.
Yeah.
And that can manifest as frustration or just a feeling of being stuck.
Right, or lack of fulfillment, like you're not quite living up to your full potential.
So are we constantly evolving? We're always pushing those boundaries.
Right.
Does that mean there's no such thing as finding the answer, that one ultimate truth that so many philosophies are after?
That's where it takes a little bit of a turn from other philosophies.
Mm.
Because it proposes that maybe there isn't one fixed, unchanging truth.
Whoa. No ultimate answer. That's a big one.
It is.
It's kind of freeing in a way. It's like the journey is the point, not the destination.
You got it.
Yeah.
And the really interesting thing is that even modern science seems to be echoing that idea.
Oh, how so?
Well, for centuries, we thought about the universe in this very Newtonian way. Predictable, orderly, like a giant clock.
Right.
And then along comes quantum physics.
Okay.
Which just completely changes how we understand reality.
Okay, I've heard of quantum physics, but I'm not sure I fully understand it.
It's complicated, but basically at the subatomic level,
yeah,
the universe behaves in really strange ways. Like particles can be in multiple states at the same time.
What?
Things don't always happen in a linear way. And get this, just the act of observing something can actually change what happens.
So it's less about certainty and more about like possibilities.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about it. Quantum physics says that the universe is way more fluid and mysterious and full of potential than we ever thought.
So it sounds like the universe itself is on a quest to understand its own nature.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Exactly.
So we've gone from a universe that has all the answers to a universe that might not even be after the answer, you know,
mm-hmm.
at least not in the way we typically think about it.
Yeah.
It's more about the exploration, the questioning, the constant evolution. That's a pretty wild shift in perspective.
It is. And I think, like any good journey, it's about the process as much as the destination, maybe even more so.
Yeah.
And I think what's beautiful about lucidism is it doesn't give you this rigid set of rules.
Right.
You know, it offers more of a framework for navigating this always changing world.
So we touched on this idea of lucidism being more like a toolbox than a list of beliefs.
Exactly.
What would you say are some of the most useful tools it offers?
Hmm.
Especially, you know, if you're trying to actually live by these concepts.
I think one of the most valuable tools is this idea of being okay with uncertainty. We're so used to craving solid ground, certainty.
Of course, yeah.
Especially in a world that feels so chaotic and unpredictable.
Right.
But what if we looked at uncertainty as an opportunity?
Yeah, it's like choosing curiosity over fear, which is, you know, sometimes easier said than done, but
for sure.
I could see how powerful that could be.
It's huge, because when we're not so focused on having all the answers, we can be more open to new possibilities, new ways of seeing things.
So instead of clinging to this fixed idea of who we are, we embrace this idea that, like the universe, we're also constantly evolving.
Exactly. And it's not something to be afraid of. It's something to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's through that process
of
growing, of pushing our boundaries, that we really reach our full potential.
It's not about reaching some perfect state. It's about the journey of becoming.
I love that.
Always discovering more about ourselves, about the universe.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring.
And you know what? Another tool it gives us is questioning our assumptions. Because we experience the world through the filter of our beliefs.
Yeah.
And so many of those we've just inherited or developed without even realizing it.
Right.
Lucidism asks us to really look at those beliefs.
Okay.
Ask ourselves, is this true because I've always been told it's true?
Or because we've actually explored it ourselves.
Exactly. It's like resetting our beliefs.
Wow.
Giving ourselves permission to see things with fresh eyes.
That can be a little scary, but also really exciting.
For sure. It's about owning our beliefs.
It's been an incredible conversation.
Yeah.
Really eye-opening.
It has.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective on, well, everything.
Me too.
But for our listeners who might be feeling a little overwhelmed,
all right,
with all this talk about cosmic expansion and uncertainty, what's the most important thing you want them to take away from this?
You are not separate from the universe. You are a part of it. Your experiences, your choices, everything you do matters.
We're not just along for the ride. We are the ride.
Exactly. And when we embrace that, when we realize that we're all connected,
yes,
we tap into this power, this potential, we realize that we can shape not only our own reality, but maybe even contribute to the evolution of everything around us.
That's amazing. That is a powerful thought to end on. So as you go about your day today, remember to embrace the mystery, challenge your assumptions, and never underestimate your own potential for growth.
And keep asking questions.
Absolutely. That's all for our deep dive into Lucidism.
Oh.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring these really interesting ideas.
I know I have.
Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep embracing those infinite possibilities.
That's it for today's episode of Lucidism Unfiltered. Remember, your freedom starts with your mind. So take what you've heard and live boldly, without apology. If this sparked something in you, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a moment of the Lucid conversation. And while you're at it, leave a review. Let us know how you're embracing your own path. Stay true, stay free, and we'll catch you next time.